Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, hi there. Welcome in on a Wednesday. I want to get to, I thought it was a very good job by Jim Costa. Good interview with Scott Harris this morning. We're going to get to that. Also, Rico's had an awakening, not a spiritual one or a sexual one, but more of a, he's realized that someone is a POS who I've been telling him is a POS, but now he actually knows he's a POS, and it leads us down the aisle of biggest villain in sports, and I want to see if anyone can top mine, which is what Rico has had an awakening to. We also have to talk about an event in Detroit that I don't know that people care about, but it's up to you. Because, look, today's weather, case in point. Kenny and I were standing outside. You were doing the crosstalk with Doug and Scott. Look outside right now. And then on the TV was golf. And I don't know. You know, it's just days like today are the few days I look around and I'm like, man, I'm actually missing out that I don't golf. It looks beautiful.
It does.
Guys standing around playing with their clubs, you know, having a little iced tea. You don't even have to be good, I guess, to enjoy today, right? Like, aren't people playing hooky at work if possible? You know Rieger
is. I was about to say, or you're just Rieger and you're just fortunate enough to get nine holes in wherever you can. It's a nice day. I don't know if it's ever too hot to play golf because I'm not a golfer. But, yes, this is the time you want to, I guess, go out there and frustrate yourself.
That's, I don't know. I go back and forth. It's just, it hit me
today.
I was
more of a golf cart person. I'll let you golf. I'll be in the cart. I'll drive around.
Let me ask you, hold on. See, I've always thought of that. Why is there not, like when you're playing a foursome, why can't the fifth person just drive the cart? You have two seats in the back, and then there should be a bench on the very back. That's for the four golfers. The fifth guy drives the cart and provides the boombox, alcohol,
right,
and maybe cigars or Zins or whatever you're into.
You got the aux cable. You supply now, the whatever music you want to listen
because
to.
Because I was that guy one time. Now, it was a bachelor party about a decade ago for a buddy of mine. He got married down in Nashville. There was a beautiful course. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? You're the only guy who doesn't golf. I go, I don't care. I'm in. He goes, well, what are you going to do? I go, drive the cart. I'll stream Belmont. I'll bet the horses, hand out clubs, cigars, whatever. I don't care. I'm outside. I like being outside.
Okay, I really didn't know that we had to say, like, I feel like we just become best friends. Because
you want to do karate in the garage?
Yeah, because it's like, whenever I had to do golf stuff, back when I was to work at Fox 2, I'm like, just give me the cart. I'll just drive around and just look at the scenery and the houses and everything and watch people get angry and frustrated and break their clubs. And that was entertaining to me. I was good. So, yeah, I've never been that golfing type person. But, yeah, today is the day. It's that Chamber of Commerce day that this is made for the golf course. Oh, and man. This is the day that's made to take the walk along the water or the beach or
and
whatever.
This is also a day that if people are working at your house, provide them with Gatorade or water. Be a nice person.
Okay, if that I just figure certain things just go without saying.
No, it doesn't because people are animals. All right, let's settle in, shall we?
I want to play some audio, and I want to know which of these is more true. And we don't know. Look, I thought Scott Harris was pretty talkative today, and I thought Jim did a really nice job. He asked a number of questions. I knew he was going to go with the Scoobal thing. But, David, what order do you want to play these? Because Harris said two things that I think we can juxtapose. And I sure as hell don't have the answer. And as long as they keep winning, I don't think it really matters what the answer is. But he had one, David, because I don't want to ambush David on this. He had one where he talked about their unpredictability as their weapon. Then he had another that was about, we're going to take a cold, hard look at our roster and our weaknesses. Do you have both of those?
Yes, I have the predictability one. I'm going to play that one here.
All right, Rico, people, I know listening to audio while you're listening to radio is brutal, but just work with me. I want to set this up. Here's clip A about the trade deadline and about the strengths of this team. And I think it, personally, I think it's a window into something. Play the first one, David. All right, so here's what I first thought when I heard it. And I don't know. I'm asking a question. Is that a window into this is the recipe? This is how AJ wants the roster. This is the optimization. This is the pinch hitting, the matchups, the unpredictability. It's every reason they probably won't make a big deal for a right-handed bat at the deadline. That if you have that right-handed bat, that superstar that fans are clamoring for, it's static. Like you're not doing batting chaos with Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman and Tommy Edman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You are doing it with a lot of your players, and it's worked. Or is this the window? And does it cut this way? David, clip number two, about taking a cold, hard look at strengths and weaknesses. So what is your read? And I know that the specific couple of words I was looking for wasn't in there. We'll grab it. Rico, what is your takeaway, though? I mean, do you walk away feeling more confident they are going to make that Bregman-like move? Or do you think it is going to be a utility guy, somebody who can maybe help out at third base? I was interested in your feedback.
Okay, because it's funny because before the show, I know where you're going to go with this, and it's very interesting where you're going to go.
Just do it.
And it makes sense. But
go there.
I'm going to go the other one where he talked about, you know, we're going to take a cold, hard look at our weaknesses and try to turn them into strengths. That tells me they realize we're on the precipice of something great here. And he knows by saying that we're not a complete team. We're going to have to go and we're going to have to shore up some different things. And we're going to have to take a look and see where exactly we need to go. Because the whole pitching chaos and all of that stuff, that sounds great and it's fun. And nobody knows what we're going to do. Spin the wheel. Whee! Even AJ Hinch said last year, guys, this isn't sustainable. It's working right now, but I don't think we could do this in an entire year. Now, it is working, but I think eventually teams – like the Dodgers and the Yankees, they are where they are because they can rely on their stars. That some nights you just got to say, hey, Shohei, go be Shohei. Hey, Aaron, go be Aaron. Go knock the ball out the park. Instead of the whole, we got to juggle this lineup and come up with this pinch hit and bring in this reliever, you just need some stars. And to me, listening to Scott Harris, what I heard was, I realize we got some weaknesses. We got to do a cold, hard look, and we're going to try to address those weaknesses and turn them into strengths.
Okay, and I went the other way, and I don't think it's right or wrong. I don't think you're a bad person. It's chocolate and vanilla ice cream. You know, you can like chocolate and not vanilla. I don't think it makes you a communist. It's just about style. Look, their style has made them very successful in the regular season. You guys know my trepidation about the playoffs when you go in doing the mix and match thing. There just haven't been many teams, if any, that have won a World Series doing it that way. But what was your takeaway? Again, you can listen to the whole interview, and it was very good job by the guys in the morning. But if you heard it already or you heard the couple of clips, do you believe they are, after hearing Scott Harris there, more likely to make, I just want to say, a splash? I don't want to use the term superstar because, no, I don't believe they're going to make that type of move. But a splash at the deadline for instance, a right-handed bat who might be able to play some third base, or less confident after hearing that, that it'll simply be a utility-type player that AJ will have the ability to mix and match with. I lean towards the latter. For me, I've said to you, I would love to get a big-time right-handed bat. Wants and then reality are two different things. My biggest need for the team will still be a high-leverage reliever. Why? Right. I want to give AJ one more weapon in the back end of that pen. Because once the Tigers do get a lead, they're really hard to come back on.
Yeah. See, I don't think they're going to go out. I think they're going to be responsible. I don't think they're going to go out and get Devers or somebody with this long-term deal, and now they're stuck for paying the next 8 years of the contract. But if there's somebody with a short deal or even a rental-type player, from what I gathered, they know. As you said, you can't – I don't think you can win a World Series playing this way. You can win a lot of games in the regular season, but we saw what happens. Eventually, you got to have some stars. You got to have some people you can rely on, not named Skubal, and they didn't have it last year. And when it fell apart horribly against the Guardians. They're going to have to fill in some gaps. I think they're going to go out and try to be responsible. Okay.
All right. So I think we're not too far apart. I wonder where the people are. I'll throw the number up. I mean, I'd love to hear your take on it. And again, if you want the whole interview, encourage you to use Odyssey.com Rewind. I thought Scott Harris was very good with the guys. 248-539-9797. But I know I'm setting my expectations a certain place. And it's not like this whole idea of I don't want to get hurt. It's just I don't think they're going to run it that way. And look, some people will be like, well, wait, you're the same guy who said don't go crazy for Bregman. And I thought the organization went as far or further than I would have gone. So I'm not. Look, they showed they wanted a bat. Mm-hmm. They did. But at the deadline, when you hear him talking about the minors, and while he said there are no untouchables, it's still, this is all about the kids, the development, the future, and shout out Brad Holmes, staying good. So I don't know. I'm just setting my expectations, I guess, lower. There's no yelling or anything.
No, I understand.
They're 20 games over. They do it their way.
But the fact that they were aggressive going after Bregman tells me,
yes.
We know we have some deficiencies, and maybe if the right deal is there, and it could be Bregman.
Don't say that.
Bring him back.
Want you to be right. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people, get some ticket texts here from David and Kenny as well on a jam-packed Wednesday. Hopefully you're outside. It does look sure looks nice out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident. And now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Scott Harris this morning, full interview, odyssey.com rewind. Guys did a very nice job with Scott. And look, I again, it's not right or wrong. It's not a holy war. It's preference, okay? I think chocolate ice cream is better than vanilla. I don't know. It's free country. I believe you got to have some superstars, plant your flag, if you're going to win a World Series. If the object is, I have to beat the Dodgers, the Mets, etc., it does fly a little bit in the face of their system, which is Moneyball. That's what this is. That's all Moneyball is. Lose the catchphrase and talk about baseball. You're playing matchups, data, using multiple players to produce the same as one great player, situational, high leverage. Their system works. The problem is, it's like what Rico said, when the playoffs come around and your season's on the line and it's a 1-2 count, yeah, you want Freddie Freeman at the plate, not Zach McKinstry. There's a difference.
Bingo.
So it's just one of those things, and I'm not taking a shot at McKinstry. I'm saying as an example, he's one of their very valuable utility guys. I lean towards, I'm going to lower my expectations for the deadline. I still think they can get a really good reliever. And that's going to have a big impact because I think they do a great job managing their pen. But everyone is talking about wanting that right-handed bat ever since the offseason. I left listening that interview, which Rico on June 11th, what the hell does it mean? Absolutely nothing. 7 weeks from now, they might trade for Babe Ruth. That's right. How baseball works. But I want to know where your expectation is as fans after hearing Scott Harris this morning regarding the deadline. David, did you walk away with thoughts before we get to Kenny in a Blue Jays t-shirt for some reason?
Yeah, the thoughts I walked away with is that they're going to get, not the big name, but they're going to get someone that can play third, short, outfield, you know, the different positions that they need. They can play them at multiple places.
They need a third baseman.
Sure. Yes, they do. But I don't, after these comments, I don't think they're going to get that third baseman, but they're going to get someone that can play third and play other things.
See, and David, and maybe it's because I've had too many side shows with Rieger, but he's starting to sell me on the whole get Bregman. Make another run for him. Why? He's sitting on the Red Sox team. They're not doing what they think they're going to do. His contract actually is manageable. They made a play to overpay for him. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be him, but offseason, they went out and they got Torres. They saw needs and they addressed them. And I think if the contract fits, they're going to go after. And it could be a name, but I get where Mike is coming from, but I don't think that the chaos will work in the playoffs because is the goal to win as many regular season games or is the goal to win a World Series? Because in the end, you're probably going to have to go through New York and you're probably going to have to go through L.A., I don't think this is sustainable for those two series. If you play a five-game series against the Astros, yes. But seven-game series against the big boys, sorry.
Also, too, the Bregman thing, just for people, if this, and I'm not partaking in this. I am listening.
Like I said, Rieger's wearing me down, man.
I am simply listening. I'm not impugning anyone's character. Bregman's not due back till mid-July. So he would have to get back, prove health before you would ever consummate that. I am not advocating or making fun of. I'm staying out of it. I mean, do I think it's ridiculous? Of course I do. Kenny, your thoughts?
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. He's somewhere on a golf course shooting 110 today.
He's having a great day today and also a miserable day today because that's what he does.
Both things can be true.
That's true. So my thoughts on it are like, basically what Scott Harris has shown that he wants to do with this team is positional flexibility. So I agree with David in that he might find a guy who can play third, but can also play a little bit of left, maybe a little bit of center, maybe a little bit of short. Like, I think he's going to find somebody like that that's not going to be that big right-handed bat necessarily that you need, but a guy that he can plug in different spots as needed. Because basically, that's how this team has operated. And that's kind of how, but outside of like Gleyber Torres, that's kind of how he said he wanted the team to operate.
Yep. No, and then that's Kenny in essence. Look, I'm trying to live in reality. There's no point in having some month of screaming and yelling, which I haven't done, nor will I do. I think history's on my side with how to win a World Series. They're going to try to do it differently. Okay. No one cares. Win. If they win, is anyone going to remember how they won?
No.
Is anyone going to care? No. We want a parade. We want Rico underneath the Kearns clock. Let's get it. So that's it. That's all this is about.
Live from Shinola.
Sure. David, early ticket text. Is there a general feeling? And we've got a lot of phone calls to get to, and I'm excited to do that.
The weaknesses into strengths comment is what stood out to me. I think they know that throughout the organization, third is a weakness. And if the right deal comes along, they will trade assets. They are not going to overspend. That is Dan in Ypsilanti.
And Dan in Ypsilanti, and it kind of goes when Cookies asked a follow-up question about basically, to paraphrase, are there any sacred cows in the minor leagues? And what I gleaned from it was, no, there's no sacred cows. The right person can go in order to bring in that person right now to try to win. Are they going to try to sell the farm? No. But I don't think that there's a deal breaker type of player in the minor leagues.
And Scott Harris is a smart guy. If somebody gives him a really, really, really overpay for something and gives you, here's Chapman, here's Bregman, here's whatever for not that much, he's going to take that offer. He's not an idiot. He's not a dumb guy. He knows what he's doing. He's a very smart baseball mind.
The question will be flexibility versus rigidity. If you're rigid to your plan, it's going to eliminate a lot of guys. Look, I'm fine with a level of optimization, a level of flexibility. I still do believe you need guys you're never taking out of the game. Look, like the official tiger of this show is Kerry Carpenter. How many times does Kerry not start or Kerry ends up getting pinch hit for? It's part of their sauce. But like one of the things that worked last year that doesn't work this year is like the Ibanez thing or when the playoffs come around. No, I mean, hey, maybe I'm just Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino. Maybe I'm just sneering at the sky because in the seminal moment, my season's on the line. Yes, I want a comfortable pair of shoes. I want one of my superstars at the plate. I don't want to have to say, all right, well, I'm going to pinch hit this and we're going to double switch this and these three guys are moving over here. No, I want the guy who's up there with a telephone pole ready to kill the baseball. Maybe it's dated. Maybe the way the Tigers are going to do it, it's going to be the new way. I don't know. We'll get to you, the people, though, next. Excited you guys have some feedback on this. And if you want the whole interview again, because I do want to support Cookies. I mean, he can be a bit of an ass, but Cookies is a good man. And I thought he did a good job this morning. Odyssey.com Rewind. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, we'll get to the people. Talking a little bit about Scott Harris's interview this morning. He said some interesting stuff. And again, when you have a president of baseball operations, a GM, when you have these people on, it's why I don't like interviews. They're not going to just be like, yep, got it. That's what we're doing at the deadline. That doesn't serve the team. And it doesn't make any sense. Now, on
yeah,
the
it's
same
rare you get that breaking news where they just drop that
just
like,
not
whoa.
Happening. And again, I thought Cookies asked a good question about Scooble. He pressed it. He didn't go crazy. You're not going to get those answers. The point is, you're left to read the tea leaves. That's what sports is. So,
and he did a really good job because the fact that we're having this conversation, he turned that interview into a Warshak test. You saw what you wanted to see. You heard what you wanted to hear.
What is that, the ink test?
Yeah.
Is that what a Warshak thing? Okay, I thought that was a character from Welcome Back, Kotter.
That's Horshack.
Whatever. 2485 Mr. Cotter. 2485399797. Kenny, you'll have to Google it. It was a show on TV long before you. We go to Lamont 97.1. What's up, Lamont?
Fellas, what's good on this glorious Wednesday?
You tell me, which way did you take Harris's comments?
Oh, I think we're calling all cars on this one, boys. I talked to my good friend the Don, and he's got two moves in mind. We're going to Boston, place is a dumpster fire, and we'll relieve them kindly of Bregman and Chapman.
Wow.
And then one more move.
Okay.
We pick up Chris Sale from Atlanta.
Okay, hold on. That's what you took out of that interview?
Yeah.
Okay, if they do those things, they can win the World Series. I just...
That's it.
Lamont, those are some costly moves, my man.
Yeah,
No. Look at it this way, Mike. Stick with me. Boston's dead. Bregman's opting out. There's a 0.0% chance he's coming back. Yes, Chapman's going to cost you. They know that. He's hurt. So you're paying 50 cents on the dollar. And then, yeah, Sale's going to hurt a little bit. But
a lot of it.
Sale's going to hurt a lot.
He's going to do it.
Sale would hurt a lot of it. He's fabulous.
Well, sure.
Okay.
Tell me why not.
No, I'm not telling you why. Okay, you want the why not? Because I don't think they are in a headspace of emptying some of their premium farm system players in order to make a push. When you hear Scott Harris talk, Lamont, he talks about wanting as many bites as the apple as possible. He talks about wanting to stay good, wanting to get better. He thinks the team will get better organically. It doesn't line up with what you're suggesting. Look, Lamont, it's not right and wrong, but they're not a team that's old. And that, like, look, those are moves, what you just described, that's what the Yankees will do. Because it's different. The Yankees have a different payroll. The Yankees have a different pressure. Look, no disrespect to anybody, but you haven't won a World Series in 40 years. Again, not Scott Harris's fault, but it is the situation he's inherited. And still in this town, all the team has to do is be good over a couple of months and they walk on water. In New York, nothing the Yankees do matters unless there's a parade. Well, there hasn't been one since 09. Not 1909. Not 1959. Not 1989. 2009. 15 years. It'll be 16 because I don't think the Yankees are going to win it this year. It is pandemonium. It's a crisis. Those are moves you make in crisis. The Tigers aren't in crisis. Yes, Kenny.
So what else did Scott Harris say in that interview, though? He was talking about organizational depth, how the minor leagues are really, really good. He's not going to empty all of that out in one trade deadline to grab three superstars. That's not how he operates. So, like, the idea that, I mean, and he said it in interview after interview after interview. He wants to be good, sustained winning. We've heard that with Brad Holmes, too. It's not new in this town. But I don't think he's emptying out the minor league, the farm system.
No,
for one trade deadline.
I'm with you. He may have done one of the trades that Lamont called. He ain't doing all three. And sales going to cost you a lot in your minor league system. It's going to get gutted.
Cadman will cost you a lot because you're not – it's not just you here. Other teams, Seattle was probably going to go after him. Maybe the Blue Jays, if they're still in the race, go out. They're going to go after him. Other teams.
I think they'll go after the right guy with the right deal. I don't think they're desperate because I do believe they think that this chaos thing is sustainable the entire season. They're winning. They're 20 games over 500. I get it. I understand. But I would hope that the bigger picture is eventually you have to put out a team that can get through the Yankees, and then beat the Dodgers.
Or Mets. But yes, point taken. Look, Lamont's not crazy, but we're talking about do I believe in what Lamont was saying? I don't. No. I don't think that's where they're at. Go to Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good,
hey.
Kyle. What's up?
So, I think listening to Harris, he's going to be very calculated. He's not going to break the bank on guys. But I got three moves that I could see him make. The big one in the superstar is Chapman, right? We need to swing and miss at the back of the bullpen left-handed with Kainley and Vest to add some good balance. But here are two trades that I think fit his value prop. Go get Alcantara from Miami, who's just coming off an injury, having a rough year. Mm-hmm. But Miami's awful. And then going to get Ryan McMahon from Colorado, who for his whole career has been a 750-plus OPS guy and a gold glove third baseman. That's the kind of moves cost you very cheap. He's got, I think, 1 or 2 years left of arbitration or on his contract and wouldn't cost you a whole lot, but could add a ton of value if those two guys turn around and could be great lottery tickets.
Yeah, look, the Alcantara thing, my God, he's been bad. I don't know what the issue is. I mean, before he got hurt, he was an incredible pitcher. Kyle, you know it. I mean, the guy's rocking an 8 ERA and a whip of I wouldn't be shocked if his whip is north of 1.5. He's been bad.
I just think get him in the Federer program. It's a gamble on a young guy that the risk versus reward, if it's, you know, let's say it's just for Malloy or even a lower prospect than that, might be worth the gamble.
So, Kyle, you're saying Federer's like Passage Malibu. You come here, you get fixed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen the Tigers do with pitching. Yeah. At some point, you're just like, here's chicken bleep. You're gonna make chicken salad, and that's what Fetter does. That's the chicken salad.
And that's his first year coming back from a major injury. We all know it takes pitchers more than a year to get back to full.
Just remember something, Kyle. You know, I'm not being smarmy at all, but they got their $15 million man about to come back. I don't think they're about to bail on Alex Cobb unless Cobb has a rough 4 or 5 weeks. They paid him a lot of money.
I'm like 50.
And it's like
if he lasts a month, I'll buy you all drinks.
You got a deal.
You know what? Maybe we
Kyle's got a deal.
We just get Cobb at the right time.
No, hey, what I said to you is, why do you think in all of your badgering, I haven't adjusted my, hey, they're a 90-win ball club, which, by the way, is one of the highest compliments. There'll be a handful of teams that win 90. I don't react until the deadline. You can be happy about a start, or you can be angry. That's fine.
No.
But when you talk about, all right, what are my true expectations going to be? I got to get to the deadline, not only to see what you do or don't do, but think about this.
What other people?
Well, case in point, right? Everyone keeps bringing up your competition in the AL is the Yankees. Okay. Well, how are you going to feel if the Yankees acquire Sale and Gallen to go with Max Fried? How's that going to look?
Not going to feel good.
No, I'm making a point. The Yankees operate.
Right.
Now, Yankees might not do anything, and the Tigers make a big move. Well, all of a sudden now, you're the favorite to go to the World Series. But the deadline dictates so much because, A, I do need to see, is Matt Vierling alive? Not face a franchise. Is Matt Vierling going to help us?
I can't get you that one extra game. You can't go 91.
It's more of a bit now. Of course I would go to 91. But like the Vierling question,
no.
I think we definitely have a question of, okay, from a pitching standpoint, what is Cobb, if Cobb's here? What is Mize post-injury? He hasn't quite been the same. Mm-hmm. Need to see it. Rhys Olson, he'll be back. I like him, but I like him as a three or a four. There's so much that the next 6 weeks tell us. Right. That's why I don't overreact. I can be thrilled about the team's start. They're 20 games over 500.
Yeah. Oh, boy, Job's not done for the year.
Hoping. But you remember what I said to you is he had never pitched more than 90 innings professionally in a year. They were never. It would be irresponsible to pitch him 160, 70, 80 innings.
And I never
thought it was going to be the case.
See, I thought they were going to bring him up at the beginning. Whether he got injured or not, he was going to go back down and come back up and be in the bullpen.
Maybe.
In September. Maybe. In October.
Maybe. But the one thing our callers have brought up, and that's the one standard I won't lower. I'll lower what I expect them to do with the lineup. I just don't think the way I watch baseball and want to play is never going to be how they do it. And ultimately, I don't care. I don't care about being right. I care about winning. The bullpen. There's going to be a myriad of bullpen options available. Go get the best one. Because the more you weaponize that bullpen and let AJ Hinch do his thing, the compliment you can have, you can lock games up. That if Flaherty's back doesn't blow out and you've got Skubal and Flaherty, and now I add that one extra bullpen piece, maybe it is a hard-throwing lefty. I don't know. The point is, that one, no, that I expect, go get something. Because, man, when they get it rolling with the pitching and you have a bullpen that you got that one extra weapon, that's where you can force the other team's hand. But the bat, I'll believe it when I see it. I still think they're going to go, you know, like the last caller called up with like a Ryan McMahon type. Sure.
I just feel like the chaos thing AJ told you last year, it's nice guys don't get, and it was pitching chaos. Now it's become lineup chaos. And he said, it works in a short time period.
But it is their plan. Like, they make no mistake, this is not accidental. Well, this is intentional.
It's working, so I'm not going to, in their minds, why fix it? Because it works.
Do you want to take my bet? I said the over-under for runs scored in the Baltimore series was 17.5. Yes. They put a five spot.
I'm still going under.
Nah, I'll offer you a new bet.
Oh.
12.5. This Oriole pitching staff is so bad. They're going to drop a 10 spot either tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, so 12.5 for the next two games.
Yeah, it's a bogey.
I thought you meant including this five
game. We could just take game one.
I was like,
what?
Right, I was saying, like, wait, what?
If they were in Colorado, I could give you 12.5. I'm just saying.
Still going under.
The Orioles are so bad.
They are, but I think they're doing just enough. I thought they were going to walk away with a 5-1 victory and end up being a little closer. Could have been worse.
Whatever. It's fine. 248-539-9797. David, which of these blitzes do you want to get into? Dealer's choice. How do you want to start?
I'm going to give you some NBA stuff, man.
All right. We'll do that. And then 3 o'clock, Rico's awakening to evil. We're going to see if he can top. It's like, what is it? That stupid card game everybody plays out here. Euchre. You know, can you top this? Or wait, Kenny, it's just people throwing cards. I'm convinced there's no rules.
All right, David. Time to go. Little NBA rumors. Hit it.
So Kenny's a little disappointed because he thought I was going big black rumors here with the NBA. But
well, we all know Kenny's feelings on that topic.
But we're going to go and just talk about some of the things that are being discussed in NBA circles.
Okay, start talking. Tell me you've got something on Rich Kleiman, Durant's parasite of a manager.
We'll get to that soon, but I want to start with some of the lesser rumors here. One is about Darius Garland. Is he available? Brian Windhorst says, while it doesn't sound like Cleveland is actively shopping him, there is some belief that Darius Garland might be available under the right circumstances.
Well, first of all, doesn't he have Frank Ragnow's toe?
Yeah, correct. He's out for like 6 months.
Correct.
What the hell toe operation they do? He's gone forever.
It must not be huge because people are still calling about him.
No, they are.
David,
and I'm telling you, a sleeper team, believe it or not. A couple of people, just whispers. The Celtics.
Really?
It's a whisper.
Interesting.
Because, how? I think you're like the 50th apron.
Well, because, A, Garland doesn't make the same money as some of the Celtics stuff. The Celtics could package a 2-for-1. Look, man, NBA offseason, hell, there's trade rumors about Kenny Cott to the Clippers. Kenny doesn't even play basketball. I'm just telling you. David, I still think they have to answer the question, is Garland good enough to be a Batman-Robin combo with Donovan Mitchell? And look, some people say yes, some people say no. The Ragnow toe scares me.
See, I think that's going to be the most difficult thing. How do you move a player that you really won't get anything out of until October, January? Well, they're saying 4 months to 6 months.
Call December 1st. I like that. Yeah, no, you're right. December. I'm slower at math. I didn't get into Harvard.
No, so if that's the case, then unless you're going to a team like the Celtics, Mike, but I would think that the Celtics would want to tank because Tatum's out and just try to get a high draft pick.
But if they
get
Garland and he's hurt along with Tatum being hurt, that's sort of tanking.
But you're paying for somebody not to play.
He's only $39 million this year.
Oh, only okay.
Yeah, well, $44 million.
Jaylen Brown's making like $55 million.
Right.
That's like an entire NHL franchise.
Can you imagine? Darius Garland makes more than the entire Edmonton Oilers roster.
This is a basketball segment. What are we doing? NHL catching string.
Let's get to the Orlando Magic.
Darius Garland's dead toe makes more than the entire Kraken.
Okay. Orlando Magic want to make an upgrade, and they are open to trading Cole Anthony and Jonathan Isaac in a first-round pick.
Oh, great.
Here's the player they're thinking of possibly getting. It is Utah Jazz forward Lauri Markkanen.
If it goes Markkanen, Banchero, Wagner, I quit. Because that will be length, size, scoring, physicality.
I don't think that's something the Pistons could overcome.
I told you, the Magic might be a fake-ass franchise in a fake-ass city, because I hate the city of Orlando, but that team...
The entire city is nothing but a tourist
trap. It's awful. Yeah. Also, Apopka, horrible town. Listen to me. Well, their big three played a total of 90 minutes together. So... You make that kind of move, and Banchero's blossoming into a top 10 player. Yeah. He is a distinct problem. That's scary.
I didn't think coming out of Duke he was going to be this good, but yeah.
Watch when your team plays a playoff series against him. He's this good.
Yeah, he is.
The other thing, you would have to attach three first-round picks to what you just said.
Not just those players?
Jonathan Isaac doesn't even have knee cartilage anymore.
If they pull off that trade, then at that point, you better hope that Trajan was just asleep. And this was kind of like the Mavericks trade that was done in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I didn't think that a Popka would come up in this conversation, but
it's an awful town.
A buddy of mine's from there, so.
Does that mean it's good?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's awful.
No, he hates it.
It's just strip malls and hillbilly. It's
That's
terrible.
That's exactly what it is. So let's get to the New York Knicks because Kevin Durant is involved in these conversations. There's a lot going on with the Knicks. Yes, Kevin Durant, Phoenix Suns, and Kevin Durant's business partner, Rich Kleiman, are sorting through trade options, which include the Knicks. You have San Antonio, you have Houston, Minnesota, Miami on there.
Can I ruin Rico's life more than I already have?
Sure.
So, A, if you want to know why I hate Kleiman and called him a parasite, listen to any podcast he's been on. But the word is now, KD and Kleiman are scheming and dreaming that if you want to trade for KD, he wants the two-year, $110 million extension he's eligible for.
Yeah, that is the part. It says, as trade talks progress, his desire for a long-term extension could prove a critical factor.
By the way, Rico, he's 37 in September.
San Antonio's on there because I think he's the backup plan if they can't get Giannis. But if he wants a two-year, $100 million, no. As I told you, for me, KD is only good 1 year. He's like milk. He has an expiration date. After that, if you haven't finished it, you have to pour it down the drain.
If you have 2026 on there as the expiration date, you're like, you know what?
Let's you better not sniff that. No.
So the Knicks here, the part of them is, yes, they're on this list for KD, but they have no coach. They have asked to talk to the Minnesota Timberwolves coach. Denied. Houston Rockets coach. Denied. Dallas Mavericks Jason Kidd. Denied. Did they have a plan going into firing Tom Thibodeau?
No.
No.
Well, they did. Actually, we're the New York Knicks, and as soon as we fire Tibbs, everybody's going to want to come and coach us. Except not really how it's going. Right now, David, they're about to get into desperation time because they've been told no by everybody, including Villanova's former coach. Said, yeah, I'm not.
Jay Wright.
Yeah, Jay Wright was like, I'm good. I'm wearing the suits. I'm on TV. But we have half your players on our team. I know. And I come and sit courtside. Don't need to coach them. So to answer your question, this is one of those times the team thought they were bigger than what they were. And they're getting a reality check right now, finding out you're just like any other team and you'll end up getting some retread coach to come in there next year.
Two words, James Dolan. Two more words, big moron. That's all this is. James Dolan blew the whole thing up. That's all this is. Go watch the video of James Dolan playing his kazoo. That is who owns your team.
Because I got to think, wouldn't it just been simpler to walk in there and tell Thibodeau, I need you to play the bench more next year. We're going to bring in some players, and we're going to go an 8-man, 9-man rotation rather than just, you got us here, but I'm firing you. Watch this.
From every report I read, Rick Brunson is the main problem there in New York.
Oh, even better. You know what? You just hate to see it.
I wonder why.
Losers.
I wonder why.
I hate the Knicks.
And that is your NBA fast break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.